那今天我们会继续来看马太福音的信息。
Today we'll continue to study the book of Matthew.
不好意思，今天声音有点沉，因为有一点咳嗽。
I'm sorry, please excuse me for my voice because I've got a bit of cough today.
那今天我们会继续来看马太福音的系列。
So today we'll continue on the series of Matthew.
那上一周Olive 师母带领我们看了这个七章的七到十一节。
Last week, Sister Olive led us to study chapter 7, verses 7 to 11.
大家还记得我们学习到什么内容吗？
Do you still recall what we studied last week?
有没有人还记得？
Anyone?
是关于一些的动词。
It's concerning some verbs.
三个动词还记得是什么？
What are the three verbs we looked at?
是不是 Lawrence 有答案？
Oh yes, I remember now. Yes, seek, knock, and find.
所以祈求、寻找，还有叩门。
Very good. Seek, knock, and find. Very good.
那是主耶稣教导门徒要主动的去寻见、寻求、祈求、寻找，还有叩门。
So is the Lord Jesus teaching us to ask, seek, and knock.
那这是我们的部分，还有我们的责任。
So this is our part, our responsibility.
那许多人没有经历过神的真实，或者是一个基督徒跟神的关系很疏远，那是因为他们从来没有主动的去寻求、祈求、寻找和叩门。
So some people may find that God is so distant, he's not real. That's because they've never taken their initiative, their responsibility to seek and look for him.
那当我们有正确的动机去祈求，那当我们的心是想和去认识神，和他建立一份关系的时候，那我们可以经历到神回应我们的祷告。
But if we come before God and ask him, with the right attitude, right motive, then we would definitely experience him as a living God.
那我可以去认识这位创造的主宰。
And we can then get to know this creator.
那他是我们天上的父亲，他爱我们，乐意把好东西，赐给求他的人。
He's our loving heavenly father, and he's willing to give us all good things.
那今天我们就来到马太福音的七章十二，十一到十二节。
So today we've come to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 11 and 12.
那我们可以从十一节开始看。
And we can start reading from verse 11.
那我为大家用中文读马太福音的七章十一节：你们虽然邪恶，尚且知道把好东西给儿女，但邪恶指的就是人都是自我中心，所思所想往往都是自己，没有想到别人或者是神呢。那何况你们在天上的父，难道不更把好东西赐给求他的人吗？所以无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人，因为这就是律法和先知的道理。
Matthew chapter 7, verses 11 and 12. If you then, being evil, here evil refers to the self-centered way of life when all we think about and care about is all about ourselves.The self-centeredness. So if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give what is good to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets.
那主耶稣在十二节所说的这句话不是很长。
So, this verse that Jesus has spoken in verse 12, recorded in 12, verse 12 is not long.
但它的分量是非常非常的重。
But it bears great importance.
那也非常的宝贵。
And it's very precious.
那如果我们不仔细思想，很可能会误会它的意思。
So if we don't ponder carefully, we would most likely misunderstand him.
那首先我们一起去深入思想这节的经文之前，我想带大家有两个的观察。
So let us first make two observations before we go deeper into this verse.
那帮助我们可以更好的去掌握主耶稣在这里的意思。
And that would help us to then understand better what Jesus is actually saying here.
那这个观察就是，我们观察到十二节有一个所以。
So the first observation is in verse 12. You would notice the word therefore.
那第二个观察就是这里谈到律法和先知的道理。
And the second observation is that. Here it is mentioned about the law and the prophets.
那所以我们先来想一想这两点的观察。
So let us ponder on these two points, these two observations.
那首先我们留意到主耶稣说 你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人，这就是律法和先知的道理了。
First, let us focus on what Jesus says here. Therefore, whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets.
换句话说，今天我们想明白的内容呢，主耶稣说，这就是律法和先知的道理了。
So in other words, what we are trying to understand today is actually concerning the law and the prophets.
但是我们首先要问，律法和先知的道理又是什么意思呢？
But first, we have to ask, whatis the law and the prophets. What does that mean?
那其实我们并不是第一次看到律法和先知的道理在马太福音里面出现了。
But actually, this is not the first time we come across this phrase, the law and the prophets.
那不知道有没有人还记得前几章奥鲁师母曾经讲过这个律法和先知是什么意思？
And I wonder if any one of you still remember Sister Olive expounding on this point.Concerning the law and the prophets when we studied the earlier chapters in Matthew.
有没有人记得这张图？
Anyone recalls this PowerPoint slide here?
这些是什么字？
Do you know what language it is in? Greek. Yep.
希腊文。
It's Greek.
年轻人有没有记得的？
So does any of our youth remember?
那跟我们说律法和先知有什么关系啊？
So what does this slide have to do with what we're trying to understand here, the law and the prophets?
然后看到中间有一个红红的字母。
You probably can see this red letter here.
刚才 Jason 举手。Greek, 对。So what does it has to do with the law and the prophets?他说希腊文是写这个新约的，那这是对的。
So just now Jason was trying to say that the New Testament in the Bible was written in Greek, which is true.
不过还没有说到为什么跟律法和先知有关。
But you still haven't answered the question how it relates to the law and the prophets.
特别留意这个小小的字母。
Let us pay attention especially to this small letter.
可能有没有人记得？阿忠记不记得？最小的字母。跟最小的字母有关。
Very good. Brother Jung mentioned it's got something to do with the smallest letter in the Greek alphabet.
这个已经是一个很大的提示了。
There should be a great hint here. So does anyone else want to try?
主耶稣曾说。
What did Jesus once say?
我们来看一看。
Let us have a look.
在马太福音的五章十七到十八节。
In Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 and 18.
主耶稣说，你们不要以为我来是要废除律法和先知，我来不是要废除，而是要完成。我是在告诉你们，就算天地过去，律法的一点一话也不会废去，全都要成就。
Think not that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have come not to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished.
对啊，所以，最小的那个字母刚才看到的就是，这个 iota， 英文的版本有说。
So does the letter marked in red just now is the smallest letter which we are talking about, and actually it's mentioned in the English translation. It's called an iota, the iota, name of the iota.
换句话说，主耶稣说他来不是要废掉这个律法和先知，而是要完成它。
So here Jesus is saying that he has come not to abolish the law and the prophets, but actually to fulfill them.
所以年轻人有没有想起来？
So.Does this give you more hints? Can anyone recall, especially the youths?
Victor, 有没有想起来？因为那时候好像是师母问你哪一个字母最小。
I wonder if Victor can remember, because I recalled Sister Olive asking you which letter would be the least, the smallest.
那所以我们想起，主耶稣在马太福音有说过律法和先知。
So now we remember Jesus had already mentioned about the law and the prophets earlier on in the Gospel of Matthew.
是指什么呢？
So what does it mean?
那其实我们帕斯路许帮助我们学这个生命记，也给我们看到摩西，他神迹的摩西给了以色列民有这个律法十诫。
So actually, when Pastor Lucy led us to study the book of Deuteronomy, we also learned that God, through Moses, had given the Israelites the law.
所以神是借着摩西还有他的先知们，去将他的诫命跟他的心意去告诉以色列民。
So God actually used the prophets, like Moses, to convey his words, his commandments to his people.
所以在耶稣的时代，谈到律法和先知，他们就会知道是在谈圣经旧约的这一部分了。
So, in the Bible times, when you mentioned the law and the prophets, they were automatically related to what we call the Old Testament, in the Bible today.
那神借着摩西还有他的先知传达的，他的说话。
So God, through his prophets, had conveyed to his people his law, his words.
那比如说，当你听一个人说话的时候，你就会，去敏感他在想什么。
So, for example, in our everyday life, when you listen to somebody speaking, then you would understand what he's got in his mind, what he's thinking.
比如说，教会周年庆有这个，年轻人有一段的影片，里面有他们的采访。
For example, last week at at our 22nd anniversary celebration, we saw a video produced by the youth group. And as you listen to the sharing, then you will understand more what they are thinking.
对，你听到他们的分享，就会知道他们在想什么，在过去年都学习到什么。
So as you listen to their sharings, you start to have some insight into what they've been thinking and how what they've done in the past year.
会发现哦，他们都长大了。
And you realize, wow, they've all grown up.
那同样，神的说话也显明了神在想什么。
So similarly, God's word conveys or expresses what he's thinking.
那他的话语告诉了我们他的心意。
His word expresses to us his will.
所以律法和先知，就是旧约的部分，其实也是神的旨意。
So the law and the prophets, referring to the Old Testament in the Bible, actually reveals God's will to us.
那我们回到七章十二节。
So now let's just come back to Matthew chapter 7, verse 12.
那我们会很惊讶地发现，主耶稣用了一句话来总结了律法和先知，就是旧约的这个部分。
We might be surprised to see that Jesus had used only one sentence to conclude for us what the law and the prophets is about.
他用一句话去帮助我们明白神向人的旨意是什么。
And he uses this one sentence to help us understand what God's will is towards man.
所以我们可以敏感得到这个分量是很重的。
So we can sense how important this is.
在这里，主耶稣教导他的门徒，那其实神的心意是要，寻求神的人能以你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们要怎样待人这样的原则去对待人。
So here Jesus is teaching his disciples, the people who are following him, about God's will. And God's will is for us who seek after him to treat others in a way that we would have others treat us.
那就是神对人的心意了。那他希望人怎样彼此的相待呢？就是这一节的经文。
So God's will for us in relating to others is expressed in this verse, verse 12. Whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them. This is the principle to live by.
而七章十二节呢，也去总结了马太福音5章17节刚才主耶稣所说的。
And actually, here, verse 12 in chapter 7 has concluded what Jesus was actually saying in chapter 5, verse 17, which we just looked at before.
他来不是要废除律法，而是要完成律法。
He has come not to abolish the law, but to fulfill them.
那美丽的地方就是不单单是耶稣他说他要去完成律法，那去成就神的旨意。
But the beauty lies in the fact that not only Jesus himself is going to fulfill the law and the prophets and to fulfill God's will.
那他也带领那些跟随他的人一起去成就神的旨意。
Jesus is actually leading all those who follow him, his disciples, to do the same, to seek and fulfill God's will.
去完成律法。
And to fulfill the law.
那所以在这节的经文里面我们看到很美丽的一件事情。
So in this Bible verse, we see a very beautiful picture here.
那神的心意是要耶稣基督还有跟随他的人呢，能够一同活在神的心意底下，与神同行。
So God's will for Jesus Christ and his followers is for us to live together in God's will and walk with God.
那这是第一点的观察。
So this is the first observation.
那我们来到第二个观察。
So now let's come to the second observation.
那这里有一个所以这个连接词。
Here we see a connecting word, therefore.
主耶稣说，所以无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。
Here Jesus said in verse 12, therefore, whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them.
那这个词告诉我们，舍己的内容和上文是有关联的。
So this word is telling us, this connective is telling us that what you're going to read is actually connected to the previous verse.
那跟上文有什么关联呢？
So how does it relate to verse 11? Or the previous verse?
那我们看一看11节，11节告诉我们天父是很爱我们的。
So in verse 11, it tells us that God, our Father, our Heavenly Father, really loves us.
他是顾念我们的。
He cares for us.
当我们主动地去祈求、询问、叩门的时候，他愿意给我们好东西。
So as we take the initiative to ask, seek, and
knock.
Yep, sorry. Then he's actually willing to answer us.
给我们好东西。
And he's going to give us good things.
那这个好东西，上一次师母带领我们看到主耶稣，他特别指到是圣灵。
And actually, last week, Sister Olive had already expounded on this and explained that this good thing is referring to the Holy Spirit, God's own Spirit.
圣灵就是指到神的灵，那意思就是，当我们去求的时候呢，神愿意把他自己给我们。
So Holy Spirit is referring to God's Spirit. So it's saying that when we are willing to ask and seek for Him, God is willing to give Himself to us.
那所以这样看的话，和十二节的关联在于，既然神比我们血缘上的父亲还要爱我们。
So as we see, try to understand the connection between these two verses, and understand that God, being our heavenly Father, actually loves us even more than our earthly parents.
那当我们寻求他的时候，他是乐意和我们同在的。
So as we seek after him, he's very willing to be with us.
也愿意借着他的灵来扶持我们。
And he's willing to guide us, uphold us with his own spirit.
所以,
so therefore,
我们也要爱身边的人。
We should also love those who are around us.
这就是律法和先知的道理。
And this is the law and the prophets.
那这就是神的旨意了。
So this is the God, this is will, the will of God.
那因为神是这么顾念我们，像一位父亲这样子疼爱我们，所以他也鼓励我们去这样的爱其他人。
Because God loves us and cares for us so much, as our Heavenly Father, He also expects us and encourages us to do the same to those around us.
所以这个关联就在这里了。
So the connection actually lies in this point.
那有一节经文很好的描绘这一点。
So there's a verse that very nicely explains this.
在约翰一书的四章十九节。
In 1 John chapter 4 verse 19.
那里说，我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
We love because He, God Himself, He first loved us.
神先爱我们，所以我们回应他的爱的时候，也愿意听从他的吩咐去爱其他人。
Because God first loved us, so as we respond to God, respond to His love, we also obey His commandment to love others.
那总结上两点我们的观察。
So let us conclude the two observations we've made about in just now.
既然创造的主宰亚伟比我们的亲生父亲还爱我们，那主耶稣说，所以我们也要用神的爱去爱我们身边的人，这就是律法和先知的道理，就是神的旨意了。
Since our Creator God Yahweh loves us so much, even more so than our earthly parents, Jesus is saying that, therefore, in light of this, we should also love God. We should also love others with God's love. And in doing this, you're fulfilling the law and the prophets and God's will.
那接下来我们就进入一起来了解七章十二节的内容。
So now let us dig deeper into the verse 12, chapter 7, verse 12.
那究竟这里说你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人是什么意思呢？
So what does it actually mean here when it says, therefore whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them?
那这句话非常的丰富。
Actually, there's a lot of treasure, abundance in this verse.
那也是一个革命性的一个思维方式。
And it's actually a revolutionary way of thinking.
那接下来我用三点和大家分享，帮助大家去明白这节经文的含义。
So in the remaining time, I would use three points to help you understand more about this verse.
那首先第一点我们需要留意的是，若是你愿意去行这一节的经文，那首先你必须愿意打破心里面的墙壁。
So the first point I would like you to notice is that you have to first open up your hearts, all these barriers to break the wall before you can actually fulfill Jesus' command here.
那才能去行主耶稣的吩咐，原因就是这句话呢是背后的态度是非常的主动的，是主动去接触别人的。
The reason behind this is that in order to fulfill what is said here, you need an attitude that is very active. You have to take active steps to do it. And you have to reach out to other people.
那要遵行主耶稣在这里的吩咐，我们就要放下从小养成这样子惯性的思维。
So in order to fulfill what Jesus is commanding us here, we need to first let go of the way we've been used to thinking, the way we're accustomed to thinking.
因为主耶稣在这里的吩咐是和这种属肉体、属自我中心的思维是相反的。
Because Jesus' command here is the opposite of the way we're used to this self-centered way of thinking, this fleshly thinking.
那所思想到的是别人是离开自己的。
So when you want to think about others, you have to first shift the attention away from yourself.
但是这个世界的这个风气是怎样的呢？
But how does this world operate?
大家觉得你的跟人的相处啊，或者是别人你成长的过程中是怎么学习到这种的思维方式呢？
When you think about it, how do people treat you? Like how do people think when they treat each other, relate to each other?
那大部分的人他们的思维，那我们的思维是井水不犯河水。
So for most of us, our attitude is one that, okay, you don't bother me and I won't bother you. Let's keep our distance.
应该都知道井水不犯河水哦。
So you probably know this Chinese saying.
那或者是你对我好，那我也愿意对你好。
Or to look at it another way, if you're nice to me, I'll be nice to you.
但是如果你对我不好啊，你对或者是我对你好，但是你又对我不好的时候呢？
But if you're not kind to me, you're being nasty to me.
那我就用以牙还牙的方式对你了。
Then I'll do it this way, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
那这是我们一般的思维的方式。
This is the way we've been used to thinking and operating.
那好一点的道德教导，比如说中国的儒家思想。
Well, of course, there are some better moral values for us to follow.
那孔子说，己所不欲，勿施于人。
For example, Confucius said, what you would not wish other people to do to you, then... Okay, so what you wouldn't want others to do to you, never do it to others.
那就是不去对别人做不想发生在我们身上的事。
So that is not to do to other people what you wouldn't wish to happen to yourself.
例如说你不想挨打，那就不要去打人。
So for example, you don't want to be bully, you don't want to be hit, then you don't go and bully others.
那不想失窃，那就不要去偷窃。
So if you don't want to be burgled, then you won't go around stealing other people's stuff.
那你就不想被骂，那你就少一点去骂人。
So if you don't want to be scolded, then you don't scold other people.
那不想被杀，就别杀人。
If you don't want to be killed, then you first don't go and kill other people.
那这样的道理虽好，但仍然停留在消极的层面。
So this kind of moral values or principles are good, but they are still just in a more negative sense.
那也是就是不做不去做不好的事情。
It's just saying what not to do, what you shouldn't be doing.
但没有说要做什么。
But it doesn't tell us what we should be doing.
那圣人的思维方式，跟主耶稣在这里的教导是非常不同的。
So the way we are accustomed to thinking, or the trend of the world is very different from what Jesus is actually teaching here.
那主耶稣所传达的神的旨意，反而要求我们去行，去主动的去善待别人。
Here, Jesus in revealing to us God's will actually requires us to take active steps to take action and to be kind to people.
这也是为什么刚才第一点说，我们必须改变我们的思维方式。
And that is why in this first point, I want you to take note. We must change the way we've been used to thinking.
要打破心里的墙。
We need to break the wall in our hearts.
去接触别人。
And to reach out to other people.
那这需要神的能力在我们身上改变我们。
But this requires God's power working in us.
因为我们从小到大的这样的思维方式都是根深蒂固的。
Because it's been so deeply ingrained in us, that it's very difficult to change.
因为相信不少人成长过程都受到不同的伤害。
I believe many of us as in the process of growing, we've been hurt by other people.
所以那都学去保护自己。
So we've all learned to protect ourselves.
跟别人有一道墙。
And you've built up all these walls against others.
先观望一回，对方是怎么样，那你再决定你应该怎么做。
And normally we would try to keep a safe distance from other people. You try to observe before you would do anything else.
那其实这就是属肉体的一个倾向，一种的思维方式了。
And this is what we call a fleshly way of thinking, the carnal way of thinking.
那还记得梁牧师跟我们分享，人都有两个的倾向。
If you still recall, Pastor Joe expounded to us, all of us human have two inclinations.
那有属灵倾向，也有属肉体的倾向。
There's the spiritual inclination and the fleshly carnal inclination.
那属灵的倾向是向往神向往永恒的事情。向往真理、真善美的事情。
So the spiritual inclination in us, leads us to, hunger for, long for spiritual things, concerning God. So all these things concerning good.
那属肉体的倾向呢，就是关注眼前的，需要啊、享受啊，或者是自我中心的思维。
But the bodily fleshly or carnal way of thinking inclination actually causes us to focus on our immediate needs and enjoyment.
那许多人因为这样的属肉体的倾向，在还没有认识神之前呢，心里面都有好高的、很厚很高的墙了。
And because of this bodily or carnal inclination and wanting to protect ourselves, not to be hurt, So many of us have actually built up all these walls and barriers between ourselves and others.
但是要行出这一节的经文呢，我们就需要求神改变我们。
But in order to fulfill this verse, we must ask God to change us.
那前一节已经看过，神是乐意把他自己给我们，带领我们一起追求属灵的事情。
So in the preceding verse, we looked at how God loves us and is willing to guide us and to help us to
pursue what is spiritual.
那
我们就其实选择是在于我们是否愿意去走出这个心里面的墙。
So actually, the choice lies in us. It's your decision whether you're willing to break these walls and go forth.
那唯有我们放下人与人之间的这个铁丝网呢，那我们才可能去行神的旨意。
So only when we are willing to demolish all these barriers, then we can live out God's will.
那才能按着亚伟神心目中希望人与人之间应该怎么样对待的方式去生活。
And only in this way can we actually live according to God's will for us in how we should relate to each other.
那预备这篇信息，我回顾我的人生，也发现自己也是过去也是这样的人啊。
So as I prepare for this message, I also looked back in my own life and I realized, oh, I myself had the same problem.
那小时候当然是比较活泼的没有拘束的一个人。
So when I was really young, as a kid, I was also a very lively, carefree person.
那记得去上小学第一天就被老师打屁股。
So I remember on the very first day of primary school, I already got, what's the word? Got a smack by my teacher on my bum.
在台湾那时候是允许体罚的嘛。
Because, well, I grew up in Taiwan, and back in those days, bodily, physical punishment is still allowed.
老师都有那个竹，叫什么？竹藤条。
So all teachers have this bamboo stick or this stick in their hands.
所以印象很深刻，上学第一天第一节课就被老师打屁股。
So it left a deep impression on myself because on the very first day of school, in the very first class, I already got smacked by my teacher.
原因就是上课钟响了嘛，那我还不知道什么是上课钟，还在跟同学讲话，老师看来就上来就冲过来就啪啪啪。
The reason was actually because it's the first day of school. I had no idea what the school bell means. When the school bell rang, I was still happily chattering away with my friends. So the teacher just came and just gave me a hard smacking on my bum.
所以那上课过程中就学习哦，那要乖。
So through this, I start to learn to be good.
上课不能讲话。
Oh, I'm not allowed to talk or chat like in class.
然后学习去保护自己。
And I start to be very self-protected.
要观察。
And I always observe.
因为教室很大嘛，有时候说老师要打人呢，他会走过这长长的这个走廊嘛。
Because you know the classroom was very big, so when the teacher wants to hit someone or punish someone, he would first need to walk along this long corridor.
那当然有好几条走廊嘛。
And actually, there were a few corridors.
因为
in the school
有几排的桌子椅子。
Oh, in the classroom, because you know how those tables are arranged, the school desks are arranged, so there are usually some corridors in between. So the teacher would take one of those corridors to come.
所以你看到突然间老师讲课停下来，他拿起藤条，然后走在这个走廊上的时候，那全班都安静了。
So when you see the teacher getting his stick ready and start walking down the corridor, the whole class becomes silent.
因为不知道他要打谁。
Because we are all wondering, oh, who is going to be smacked by a teacher?
以为刚才我讲话是要打我，但有些时候老师是打后面的人。
So sometimes, you know, I was chatting with someone, so I saw a teacher approaching me, and I was thinking, it's not good, the teacher is going to smack me. But, oh, actually, he's smacking the person behind me.
从小就学习去观察，去保护自己。
So since young, you already start to observe and be very self-protective.
那记得后来学琴，那老师也是很严格的。
And I remember later on, as I started learning the violin, my violin teacher was really strict.
那你不表态呢，不说什么呢，可能那就不会犯太多更多的错。
So the less you say, the more quiet you are, then the least mistakes hopefully you'll make.
那慢慢就可能就这些习惯就养成了。
So slowly and slowly, these habits of not saying much, not voicing my opinions became quite stubborn in my life.
不会很快的就向人开放自己。
So I became someone who wouldn't open up myself to others easily.
但是后来在大学的时候，参加教会，我发现弟兄姐妹都是开放自己，将他们的心给我。
But later on, when I went to university, I came in touch with church, and I realized all these people in church, they were really willing to open up themselves and give themselves give off themselves to me.
那他们当然也是在遵循马太福音七章十二节的这个经文。
And of course, they were actually living out what is said here in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12.
那才我去，才帮助我去思想，哎，还有这样的一种的思维对待人的方式。
And through this, it challenged my thinking and made me realize actually there's another way of leave.Another way of thinking, another way of relating to other people.
所以这是第一步，我们需要愿意打破心里的墙壁，才能够遵行主耶稣的吩咐。
So this is the first step. We must break the walls in our hearts so that we can live out Jesus' command here.
那这是第一点，但是当我们去思想的时候，会带来一个问题。
So this is the first point, but as we ponder this, immediately there's another question.
那虽然这是神向我们显明的心意。我们要主动地去接触别人，为人着想。
Even though it's obvious that, in order to fulfill God's will, we need to take active steps in reaching out to other people to, try to put yourself in others' shoes.
那通俗地说，就是我们主动地去把心掏给别人。
So, to make it more plain, it's just saying that we should give our hearts to people.
那我们会有疑虑，这样子不是会很危险吗？
So our concern or doubt is that wouldn't that be very dangerous? As in, it makes you really vulnerable when you open up your hearts to other people.
那我们用心去对待人，那遭到伤害怎么办呢？
So if we really give our hearts to others and treat them, you know, genuinely, what happens when we then get hurt?
那这是非常好的问题。那我们要等一等才回答这个问题。
And this is an excellent question, and we'll come to that in a moment.
那第二点关于明白这节的意思呢？我们继续来看。
So the second point concerning this verse is.
那主耶稣的教导不仔细看，我们可能会误会他的意思。
As we said before, like Jesus' teaching here, requires us to ponder carefully. Otherwise, we might misunderstand him.
那可能会错以为他是在说礼尚往来。
If we are not careful, we might think he was actually telling us to do what we call courtesy, calls for reciprocity.
那或许中文老师之后可以教一教年轻人什么叫礼尚往来。
So maybe our Chinese teachers here can teach our youth here what the Chinese saying means by 礼尚往来 courtesy calls for reciprocity.
那其实就是。如果我对别人好，请他吃饭，那希望他下次也会请我吃饭。
So, for example, if I'm being kind to others, I treat others for a nice dinner, then actually in my heart, I expect that person to, treat me a nice meal next time.
那又比如说，我请你喝一杯咖啡，那下一次，我也希望你请我喝一杯咖啡。
So I just bought you a nice coffee. So hopefully next time you also buy me a coffee.
意思就是说，其实你对人好有是有目的的，因为你想他也对你好。
In other words, you are being kind to others, but actually with the motive that other people will be nice to you. So in the same way.
那其实根本上还是一种自我中心的想法。
So when you think about it, actually.Is still a very self-centered way of thinking.
那如果我们不仔细看主耶稣的说话，那可能就会看错。
That's why I said if we don't look at Jesus' words carefully, we probably would misread this verse.
那这不是主耶稣在这里的意思。
So this is not what Jesus means in this verse.
不是因为我们想别人对我们好，所以我们先去对别人好。
So it's not because we want other people to be kind to us, that's why we also be kind to others.
那而是因为神的爱推动我们，他爱我们的缘故，所以，我们也愿意去主动的爱别人。
But because God's love motivates us, so that's why we also want to love others.
而不是带有目的的，希望某一天因为我对他好的缘故，那他会对我有所帮助。
So it's not actually with the ulterior motive, that.Well, if I treat others nicely, hopefully they will also be very nice to me in the future.
那另外一点
especially when I'm in need.
那另外一点啊，所以刚才说到推动我们的是神的爱，是我们愿意爱人的心。
So just now we mentioned what motivates us is actually God's love, because He first loves us.
那另外一个我们可能误解的情况就是，你希望别人如何对待你的这个内容呢？ 可能变得很属肉体，很自私。
And another point of misunderstanding might be the way you hope other people treat you would remain on a very superficial materialistic level.
那比如说，我希望别人去奉承我，那所以我也去奉承别人。
So for example, you want other people to always say nice words about you, praise you, so that's why you also always say nice things about others.
那就变成彼此的吹捧。
So this ends up boosting each other's ego.
那又或者，当我没钱的时候呢，我希望有人借我钱。
Or for example, I'm hoping that well, when I run out of money, someone would lend me money.
所以那平常有钱的时候，我就找人去借钱，要借给他们钱。
So when I'm doing quite well, so whoever wants to borrow money from me, I'll happily lend it to them.
那这些都是很自私、属肉体的想法。
But these are all self-centered and fleshly thinking.
那这不是主耶稣这句话的含义。
And this is not what Jesus means here.
那大家要记得，当时候主耶稣是对他的门徒去说话的。
So let's just remember, Jesus was actually addressing his disciples at the time.
那就是那些愿意跟随他去寻求神的人。
And these disciples are people who were willing to follow his word to seek God.
他们放下他们手上的那去追求真理，追求认识神。
They were willing to let go of what they had in order to seek God and follow him.
那所求的是属神的事情，是属灵的事情。
So what they were seeking after was something concerning God, concerning eternal life.
对，关于神，关于美善，真善美的事情。
It's actually things that are of eternal value and things that are good and beautiful.
而不是去求一些自私啊，满足短暂欲望的事情。
And not seeking after temporary things, temporary pleasures.
所以七章十二节这里所说的，我们愿意人怎样，你们愿意人怎样待你们，那是在以属灵的方式，是以属灵的爱去对待身边的人。
So actually, here in verse 12, when it says, "Therefore, whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them," it's actually referring to a spiritual way of relating to other people.
那比如说。我们想别人在我们需要鼓励的时候去来鼓励我们。
So it's actually using God's love to treat others. For example, when we think, oh, we wish we could be encouraged by others when we're down.
那当然你需要鼓励的时候你是希望有人来鼓励你的。
This is very natural. When you need encouragement, you would of course hope someone would come and encourage you.
那这是你的一个希望，你的盼望。
So this is your hope in your heart.
但是在平时呢，我们不需要被人鼓励的时候，我们就要这样子去对待其他的人。
Then in your everyday life, even when you are actually feeling quite content, you don't need much encouragement from others, you already take that initiative to encourage other people.
那这就是主耶稣在这里想表达的。
So this is what Jesus is trying to teach us.
不是自我中心，而是去想到别人的需要。
Not to be self-centered, but to put yourself in other shoes and to really try to encourage others and do for others.
那又比如说，这一次我们真的是感到孤单了。
For example, this time we actually feel lonely.
那想别人关心我们。
And we hope other people would care for us.
但是七章十节这里主耶稣教导我们，我们要起来，离开自己的围墙，先主动的去关心别人，去爱别人。
But here in verse 12, it's actually teaching us, we have to first break the walls to go out and first care for other people.
那很奇妙的是，你在感到孤单的时候，你愿意这样走出去去关心别人的时候，其实当你把焦点放在别人身上。你已经不再孤单了。
And the wonder lies in this, even though you were feeling lonely, but because you were willing to take this step and, you know, shift the attention away from yourself and to care for other people, then you are no longer lonely.
那我们来总结第二点，就是主耶稣不是在说礼尚往来。
So to conclude the second point here, what Jesus is teaching us is not what we say in the Chinese saying, like, courtesy calls for reciprocity, that you expect people to reciprocate your kindness.
那或者是追求这些短暂满足欲望的事情。
Neither is it teaching us to seek what is temporary, what fulfills our immediate needs and desires.
而是这里神的心意是要我们用属灵的方式，用神的爱去对待别人。
Here, Jesus is teaching us to use, to treat others in a spiritual way, that is the way God would hope us to treat others.
那其实主耶稣，神借着主耶稣已经为我们立下了一个榜样，帮助我们可以明白七章十节，实行起来是怎样。
And actually, God through Jesus Christ had already given us the greatest example and demonstrated to us what He wants us to understand in verse 12 in Matthew chapter 7.
那在罗马书的五章第八节。
So in the book of Romans chapter 5 verse 8.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
那我们看到我们还在做仇敌的时候呢，还在抵挡神的时候，神就透过主耶稣去帮助我们，去爱我们。
So we can see that while we were still resisting God, we were like enemies towards God. God already, through Jesus Christ, extended His help to us.
他希望我们也能回应他的爱。
He also wants us to respond to His love.
那主耶稣在十字架的牺牲已经具体的 实行出你们愿意怎样，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们要怎样待人的这句话。
So the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross actually demonstrated to us what it means practically when you live out this verse. However you wish other people to treat you, you have to first treat others that way.
当我们还没有回应神，还跟他还是敌人的时候，那神已经借着主耶稣先爱了我们。
So, when we were still enemies of God, we still haven't come to know or follow God. God already through Jesus, lives out His love for us.
那换句话说，其实马太福音七章十二节的教导，主耶稣他自己是活出来了。
So in other words, what Jesus is teaching us here in chapter 7, verse 12, Jesus himself has already laid an example for us. He's already lived it out.
那所以其实很美丽的就是我们是一起，若我们愿意去应用这节经文，我们是一起去效法耶稣基督。
So the beauty is that if we are willing to learn from this verse, we are actually together imitating Christ, following Jesus' example.
能够一起去成全律法，活出神的旨意。
And together we are fulfilling the law and living out God's will.
那也活出神的爱。
And also to live out His love.
那这是非常美丽的。
So this is a beautiful picture.
所以这同时对这节经文同时对基督徒是一个提醒来的。
So this verse is also a good reminder for us Christians.
那如果你是一个基督徒，你是经历过神的恩典还有爱的人呢？那这节经文是否描述了你对待人的方式呢？
So if you are already a Christian and you've experienced God's love towards you, ask yourself, is this the way you have been treating others?
那这是你和我需要去审查自己的一点。
This is what you and I have to examine ourselves.
那如果我们没有，如果这一节经文呢，对我们来说不是真实的，我们没有去经历过这节经文，那可能，那我们可以肯定，我们就不是走在神的旨意里面了。
So if this verse is not real in your life, if you haven't experienced the reality of this verse, then I'm afraid actually you are not walking in line with God's will.
好，那让我们来到第三点。
So now let's just come to the third point.
那我们，留意到主耶稣在这里并没有担保，当我们这样子去对待他人的时候，别人也会用同样的方式对待我们。
Actually, if we pay attention, you realize, Jesus hasn't guaranteed as we do this or treat other people in this way, other people would treat you the same way.
刚才我们已经看到。我们所追求的是用属灵的方式，用神的爱去爱别人。
Just now, we've already come to understand that we should treat others in a spiritual way that is in line with God's will, and to love other people, be kind to others.
那推动我们的是神的爱。
But what motivates us to love others is God's own love.
而不是希望别人也善待我们。
And what motivates us shouldn't be the expectation that other people should also reciprocate and be kind to us.
那确实在这一节经文里面，主耶稣也没有说，当你这么去活的时候，别人一定会用同样的方式去回应你。
So in this verse, it doesn't guarantee that if you're willing to live according to this verse, other people will also treat you in the same way.
那纵然这是神的心意，是神喜悦的方式。
Even though this is God's will and is what's pleasing to Him.
那换通俗的话说，就是当你把心掏给别人，别人不一定会同样的回应你。
In other words, even if you are willing to open up your heart, pour out your heart.For other people, is not a guarantee that they would respond in the same way.
那甚至有可能会伤害你。
And maybe even worse, they would reciprocate your kindness with evil. They would hurt you.
那这就回到刚才我们第一点所讨论的这个疑虑。
So this brings us back to the first point, the question I throw out, and that is this hesitation, reservation.
就是我们看到要打破心理的墙壁，主动的去接触别人，改变自我中心的思维方式，会不会反而使到自己非常的危险呢？
Would it make us very vulnerable when we open up our hearts, when we break all these walls and are willing to reach out to others and to shift the attention away from ourselves to others?
那甚至还会受到伤害呢？
Would we then get hurt?
那确实，我们遵行主耶稣在这里的吩咐。就是神的旨意去爱人的时候是有风险还有代价的。
And yeah, that's right. When we try to fulfill what Jesus is asking us here, commanding us here, to love others in accordance with God's will, there is a risk and there is a cost.
那其实去想真爱是什么？
So actually, as you ponder the meaning of true love,
那本来就是把自己给对方。
True love involves giving yourself to others.
是付出自己的。
It's actually an act of giving.
那是有代价的。
There is a cost to it.
那也有风险。
And there is risk.
举个例子。
So let me give you an example.
最近以真晚上常常哭闹。
So recently our daughter Lydia keeps crying at night.
当中做父母的就很明白是怎么回事。
I'm sure those parents among us would understand this.
就是当你睡得很沉又很累的时候就在就是要起来。
So when you just start falling into a deeper sleep and you're exhausted, then your baby starts crying.
那爱就是要付出自己。
And you have to get up. So love involves giving of yourself.
是有代价的。
There is a cost.
你要花精力去照顾他。
You have to expend your energy to take care of the baby.
那你也要去爱他。
You have to love her.
但是也有风险的哦。
And there are risks.
因为他们长大之后，不知道会不会用同样的方式来回应你。
Because as they grow up, after they grow up, you have no idea whether they would reciprocate this love and, you know, care for you.
那有可能不会。
Well, there is a chance that they would not.
如果他们学坏的时候，那不会用同样的方式对待你。
If they've, if they went the wrong way, they might not treat you.And love you in the same way as you have loved them.
但很好玩的就是也不会影响你去，你想到有风险跟
代价
的时候，也不会影响你去付出你的爱。
But interestingly, even though you're aware of these risks and costs, this doesn't stop you from loving your children.
那另外一个例子就是，神借着主耶稣爱我们，拯救我们。
Another example is God loving us through Jesus.
那神付出爱，那他也付上了代价。
So God, in giving His love, actually has paid a price as well.
那这个代价是什么？
So what is this price that God has paid in loving us?
有没有人知道？
Does anyone know?
就是一个公义的人，他要冤死，可以这么说。
And that is a righteous person has to die in our place.
那就是神的爱子耶稣基督，他为了人的罪而牺牲自己的性命。
And that's God's beloved Son Jesus Christ, in order to save us, had to give up his own life to sacrifice himself on the cross.
所以真的爱是有代价，要付出代价也是有风险。
So true love involves a cost and there are risks.
那神的付出爱，它的风险就是不是所有人都愿意去用同样的方式去回应神的爱。
So God in loving us also run the risk that not all of us would then respond to His love.
那其实愿意回应神的爱的人反而是少数。
And in reality, when you look around, those who are willing to respond to God's love are few.
很多人就是无动于衷，或者是没有勇气回应神。
Most people are indifferent. They are not moved by His love, or they lack the courage to then respond to God's love.
但这也不妨碍神去爱我们。
But this doesn't stop God from loving us.
就好像父母不会因着这些代价跟风险而去停止爱他们的儿女。
Just as parents would not stop loving their own children just because they know there are risks, there are costs behind it.
所以实行马太福音七章十节是有代价跟风险的。
So in fulfilling the words in Matthew chapter 7 verse 12,It does involve risks and a cost.
当你打破墙壁，用属灵的方式，用神的爱去爱别人，别人不一定用同样的方式回应你。
When you're willing to demolish all these barriers, to break down the walls between you and others, and to love others with God's love in a spiritual way, you can't be guaranteed that other people would then love you in the same way.
但美丽的地方就是主耶稣说，我们首先去付出爱，原因是不是要别人对我们好，而是因为神先爱我们。
But the beautiful thing is that Jesus is teaching us, first give your love to love others because God first loved you, and ultimately it's not, it doesn't depend on whether the other person would then reciprocate your love.
那不论对方最终会不会用同样的方式对我，那因着神的爱，我都愿意去爱。
So whether or not the other person would end up loving you in the same way.I'm still willing to love God. I love others as God would want us to do.
那这个是一个很高的一个呼召。
This is a high calling.
也是一个挑战。
And it's a challenge.
特别在这个人人都是自我中心、彼此利用、彼此伤害的社会里面，要活出神的爱、舍己的爱，是一个很高的呼召。
Especially in this society where most people are living a self-centered ways and we hurt each other and also sometimes make use of each other for our own good. And if you want to live out God's love in such an environment, it requires this self-sacrificial love and it is a high calling.
但是这个高的呼召也是神给教会的一个使命。
But this is the mission that God has given the church.
在马太福音的五章那里说，你们就是地上的盐，世上的光。
In Matthew chapter 5, it tells us that the church, we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world.
那怎么样做盐做光呢？那就是活出属天的这个神的诫命跟爱了。
So how can we become like salt of the earth and light of the world to others? And that is to live out this heavenly call to love other people with God's love.
是不容易的，因为付出爱有风险，也需要付出代价。
It is not easy because to give yourself to others, to love others, does require risk, running risk, and also a cost.
所以要活出七章十节需要一个勇敢的人，有信心。
So in order to fulfill this verse, chapter 7, verse 12, requires you to take courage. You have to be a courageous man and to be willing,
have
faith in God.
那你要愿意为依靠神去踏出信心的这一步。
And you have to take this step of faith, relying on God.
因为很快，如果不这么做呢？你很快会因为别人的反应而灰心了。
Because if you don't rely on God, very soon you'll give up, because you will see how other people are responding to you.
那是需要信心的，是需要依靠神。
It does require faith, and it requires you to constantly rely on God.
但十一节我们刚刚看过，神已经答应我们，他好像父亲一样去爱我们，与我们在一起。
But remember, in verse 11, God has already promised us He would love us as our Heavenly Father, and
He will be with us and support us.
He will be with us and support us.
所以，当我们信靠神的时候，我们就不会害怕。
So when we trust in God, we will not be afraid.
我们不会害怕去付出爱。
We will not be afraid to give of our love.
不会害怕被人伤害。
And we will not be afraid of being hurt.
因为知道神与我们一起。
Because you know that God is with you.
他会看顾我们，赐我们力量去走这条属天的路。
He will take care of us. He will accompany us as we walk this spiritual journey.
他的灵扶持我们，给我们有爱，有力量去做世界的光。
His own spirit will uphold us, support us to become salt of the earth and light of the world.
所以第三点，我们看到，当我们用神的爱去对待别人，去善待别人的时候，别人不一定用同样的方式回应我们。
So this third point we just looked at is reminding us as we try to treat others with God's love and in spiritual ways, it doesn't mean that the other people will reciprocate and do the same.
但是很美丽的地方就是其实这一点呢是和之前的马太福音的第七章的第二节是息息相关的。
But the amazing thing is that it actually is related to the previous verse we looked at in Matthew chapter 7 verse 2.
不好意思，我没有打出来，我为大家读。
Sorry, I didn't put it on the slide, so let me read it out to you instead.
其实也是我们之前看过的一节经文。
And it's actually something we have studied before.
马太福音的七章第二节，因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断；你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 2 For in the way you judge, you will be judged, and by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you.
那这节我们之前看过，有反面的提醒，也有正面的鼓励。
If you still recall when we studied this verse, we can see there are a reminder from a negative point of view, but also a positive encouragement.
那意思就是说，我们如何待别人呢？那我们也会经历到神是如何的待我们。
And so remember, the way you treat others will affect or translate into how God treats you.
我们不原谅别人呢，会经历不到神的饶恕。
If we are unforgiving, if we aren't willing to forgive others, you will not receive forgiveness from God.
但是如果你是对别人是有恩慈的一个人，那你会经历到神对待你也是非常恩慈的。
But on the other hand, if you are gracious towards others, you would experience that God is also gracious towards you.
那换句话说，七章十二节这个去爱虽然有风险，还有代价，但是我们可以确定的就是神不会亏待我们。
So in other words, even though we are certain there are risks and costs in fulfilling this verse in Matthew chapter 7 verse 12, we can be well assured that God will never let us down. He will never let us down.
那原因就是我们愿意去爱别人，那你也会经历到神他自己的爱。
Because if you're willing to love others with God's love, you would also experience God's love towards you.
那既然纵然对方没有回应你，
even if the other person doesn't reciprocate your love,
那你一定会经历到神在你生命中的工作。
But you will surely experience God's own work in your life.
所以七章十二节和七章二节还是就是息息相关。
That's why I said Matthew chapter 7 verse 12 is closely related to what we studied before, chapter 7 verse 2.
那最后让我来总结今天的信息。
So now let me conclude my message today.
那上一周我们看了七章十一到七到十一节是关于祈求、寻找跟叩门。
So last week, when we studied chapter 7 verses 7 to 11, we looked at asking, seeking and knocking.
那是很主动的。
Is a very active, is you have to take initiative, is active.
那今天的经文同样也是需要我们去主动。
So today's passage also requires us to be active.
那两段经文都和与经历神、与神建立关系有很大的关联。
And both passages have everything to do with experiencing God and building a relationship between you and God.
当你去行神的旨意的时候，那神他一定会扶持我们，与我们同在。
When you start fulfilling God's will in your life, you will surely experience God's reality.
那当我们去实践，你们愿意人怎样带你们，你们也要怎样带人的这个道理的时候呢？那第一步，我们要求神改变我们的旧的思维方式。
So when we put into practice what we learned today, whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them. The first step requires you to ask God to change and renew your thinking.
那愿意去打破和别人的这个与人与人之间的墙壁。
You have to first break all these walls, the barriers between you and others.
那你愿意去接触人，把你的焦点放在别人身上。
You have to be willing to reach out to others, to shift your attention to other people.
那出发点不是希望别人对我们好，而是因着神的爱推动我们。
And the motivation is not so that other people would be kind to us, nice to us, but because you are motivated by God's own love.
那也因为着这是神的心意。刚才我们看就是律法和先知，说了神的说话，跟我们写明他的心意。那因着是神的心意，我们愿意去听从，去行。
And as we saw earlier today, the law and the prophets reveal to us God's will. And purely because this is God's will, we are willing to listen, obey, and to put into practice.
那我们也看到这个付出爱呢，本身就是有代价、有风险，也是一个高的呼召。
And we also saw that giving love, a giving of yourself, loving others, is a high calling. It involves risk and cost.
但是美丽的就是神应许会和我们在一起。
But the beauty lies in that God promises to be with us.
当我们求的时候，他愿意把他自己给我们。
When we ask, he's more than willing to give of himself to us.
基督耶稣也已经立下了榜样，去告诉我们七章十节是怎么样活出来。
And Jesus Christ has already demonstrated through his own life and be an example to us how we can implement this verse.
所以和基督一起，我们是行神的旨意，去成全这个律法和先知的道理。
So together with Christ, we are actually fulfilling the law and we are fulfilling God's will.
所以你和我是否有这样的勇气还有信心去实践这里所说去爱别人、对待善待别人的教导呢？
So, do you and I have this courage and faith to receive this high calling and challenge and to live out what is said here?
那盼望你和我都是有这样主动愿意去依靠神去爱别人的人。
So, may we all become people who are willing to take the initiative to rely on God and to love others.
那当我们愿意踏出信心的步伐的时候，那教会才可以成为世界的光，地上的盐。
Only when we are willing to take this step of faith and rely on God will we become salt of the earth and light of the world.
那当然我们可以从我们身边亲近的人先开始学习这个功课。
Of course, we can start small. We can first start with people around us, closer to us.
从教会的彼此开始学习。
We can first start within the church.
那依靠神的时候呢，那有一天相信我们也有这个力量去爱那些不可爱的人，爱仇敌。
So when we rely on God, slowly, step by step, one day we will also have the strength to love even the enemies.
那直到别人见到的时候，可以认出我们是耶稣基督的门徒。
So that when other people look at us, they can recognize that you are the disciples of Christ.
那可以将荣耀归给天父。
And they will give glory to God.
那今天的信息就到这里。
So our message concludes here.